我太太之外，有没有谁正在进入老年？
You know, I've noticed one thing about getting older. I tend to forget more than I used to.
就是你衰老的一个进入老年的一个征兆，就是你好像越来越忘事了。
Before we moved from Cincinnati, one morning after devotions, my wife asked me if I was going out that day for any reason.
那时候我们刚从辛辛那提搬回来不久，结果有一天早晨我们灵修之后，我太太就问我说：“你今天是不是要出去呢？”
She said, "I want you to stop at the supermarket and pick up three things for me."
她说：“我想你回家的时候呢，去那个买点有去买三样东西。
She said, "You want me to write them down?"
她说：“你要不要我帮你写下来要买什么呢？”
I said, "No, that's okay. I can remember."
我说：“不用了，我能记得住。”
Well, I did remember to stop at the supermarket, but I couldn't even remember one thing that she wanted.
然后我是记得要去商店里，但是我想不起来到底要买什么，一样也想不起来。
I said, "That's okay. That's what God gave us cell phones for."
我说这个没关系，因为这就是神为什么给我们手机。
So I called her and I said, "Honey, I'm sorry, but I can't remember what you said to get."
然后我就说，哎呀，说亲爱的，对不起啊，我想不起来你说要让我买什么了。
And so she got real quiet, and I thought I was in big trouble.
然后她就不吭声，然后我就想说，糟糕了，我这下有麻烦。
But then after maybe about a minute of silence, she said, "I can't remember either."
然后过了一分钟之后，她就说，哎呀，我也想不起来让你买什么了。
So my wife told me to be sure and remember to do something, so I better do that while I'm thinking about it.
所以呢，当我太太让我做什么事情的时候，只要我记得，我就要马上去做。
My wife wanted me to thank you for all of your prayers and your support for our time that God gave us in Taiwan.
我太太就是要提醒我说，谢谢大家在我们在台湾的时候为我们的祷告和对我们的支持。
We had a wonderful ministry of 4 months there at the Kaohsiung Church.
我们在高雄的教会有四个月很棒的服侍神的时间。
I was thrilled to see God answer prayers in some ways that I can't really tell you about, but I can tell you that God answered prayer in big ways.
真的是我非常很激动很兴奋看到神在回应我们的祷告，神不知道是怎么样用一个很奇妙的方式来回应我们的祷告。
Now the church is still working on getting a pastor in place, and so they've invited us to come back, and so we plan to return again on September the 3rd.
他说那个教会呢现在还在，那个牧师还没有到，所以呢他们又邀请我们回去，我们决定9月3号再返回台湾。
So if you continue to pray for us, we will certainly appreciate it.
所以我们非常感激大家能够继续为我们祷告。
You see, prayers of the sending church are very, very important.
对那个拆传教会呢，去拆传出去宣教士的教会，祷告是非常的重要。
Back many years ago, when my wife and I were going to the mission field for the very first time.
很多年前，当我们第一次进到宣教工厂的时候。
In 1972,
那是1972年发生的。
God moved in a wonderful way in the islands of the Turks and Caicos Islands.
神在那个岛屿上有一种奇妙的方式来工作。
So much so that we were surprised and we wondered why is it, what is the reason that God is bringing so many people to Christ at this time?
我们那时候就都感到惊奇，说为什么神在这么短的时间带了这么多人 来相信他呢。
After we returned, we saw many Christian people, and numbers of those people told us, "We want you to know that we've been praying for you every day."
然后我们就是回来以后呢，我们就看到很多的弟兄姐妹，他们就告诉我们说，你想让你们知道，我们每天都在为你们祷告。
And we said among ourselves to each other, we said, "Now we know why God gave us such a blessed ministry while we were there."
所以呢，我们两个就讨论，我们就说，现在我们知道神为什么给我们那么一个有果效的一个事工。
Prayers of God's people are very, very important.
圣徒的祷告对神的工作是非常重要的。
So. It is good to be able to drive to church this morning and be able to park in a nice parking lot and come into such a beautiful building.
就是说今天早晨那个开到教会在一个很 这么美的一个教会，然后能够在这儿停车，然后在这边很好的一个教堂里跟大家一起敬拜，是很好的一件事。
We take these things for granted.
我们有时候就认为这是理所当然的。
Barbara and I, while we were in Taiwan, my eyes are getting bad, so I really didn't want to drive. So the way we went to church, we would get the local train, then we would get the red line for the subway, and then we would change to the orange line. Then we would walk about two blocks and ride an elevator sixth floor and walk down the very narrow hallway and we would be at church.
然后呢，在台湾也就没有这么幸运了。因为我的眼睛不太好，所以呢，我们就先坐火车，然后再换地铁，换两趟地铁，最后再走两个社区，然后到了以后呢，我们就没有乘地。Is there is no elevator?
There was an elevator. Yes.
他说那有电梯，但是呢，我们就是要我们决定要爬上去，爬六层楼，再到那个教堂里。
So let's don't take our conveniences for granted.
所以不要把我们这种方便就认为是理所当然的。
Yeah.The church offered me a car, but I said I don't want to drive all of the time.
那个教会是给我一辆车，但是我觉得我还是不要开好了。
So here we are this morning, and it's time to open God's word and to look into His word for us.
所以现在我们早晨在这里敬拜神，让我们打开神的话，也来倾听神的话。
I may have said some of these things before to you some months ago, but for some reason this week, as I was preparing for this time today, this is all I could focus on, so I take it as God's leadership to come back to this passage.
也许几个月前我讲过这个，但是在这个星期我在准备这个讲道的时候呢，这个主题就不断的回到我的脑海中，我也只能就是集中在这个上面，我觉得这是神的带领。
So if you have your Bible with you, turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4.
如果有圣经的话，请翻到马太福音第四章。
Verses 1-11.
马太福音第四章，对，第一节开始。
And we'll have Sister Lay to lead you in reading that, please.
我们一起来读第四章1-11节。
Mm-hmm.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探，他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来，对他说：“你若是神的儿子。”可以吩咐这些石头变成食物，耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你。”免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。”魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说：“你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。”耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
This is one of those wonderful passages of scripture that I'm glad that God in His wisdom included for us to read.
这是一段很棒的经文，神在他的智慧中把这段给记载下来。
We can learn a lot from looking at how Jesus was tempted in the desert.
我们从耶稣在旷野里受试探可以学到很多。
I think the first thing that we should take into consideration is that temptation is not sin.
第一件我们要考虑的事情就是试探不是罪。
Sometimes when temptation comes, it comes so strongly that we feel so badly after it's over.
然后呢，有的时候呢，我们会面对非常强的试探，然后我们试探过去之后，我们会感觉很糟糕。
And somehow we feel that we must have sinned in some way because the temptation was so strong.
有的时候我们觉得我们是不是在某方面犯罪了，所以我们这个试探是这样的强烈。
But here's the thing that we should remember. We should always remember that temptation in itself is not sin.
我们总要记住，就是试探本身不是罪。
Now, if a person gives in to the temptation and begins to agree with it and agree to carry out this temptation, act on this temptation, then it becomes sin.
当一个人他进入试探的时候，他就是跟这个就是心里边赞成这个试探，然后进入罪，而且去这样子活出来这种试探的话，那就变成犯罪了。
But this point that temptation is not sin is pretty easy to establish.
但是呢，你现在可以很清楚的理解，就是你感觉到试探的这个还不是罪。
For we know that Jesus was without sin.
我们知道主耶稣是没有罪的。
He was born without sin and he lived without sin.
他出生就没有罪，然后呢，他整个的一生也从来没有犯罪。
Jesus never sinned even one time.
主耶稣是一次罪都没有犯过。
He was perfect in this, and yet he was tempted, and so we know that if Jesus was tempted, then temptation in itself was not sin.
我们知道主耶稣是完美的，他自己也经历试探，所以呢，他也没有犯罪，所以我们知道试探本身不是罪。
Now we also know that temptation comes to every Christian.
我们知道每个基督徒都会面临试探。
If it came to Jesus in such a strong way,We, as Christians, we need to have our guard up because it's coming to us in one way or the other as well.
所以，主耶稣都会面临很强的试探。那我们作为主耶稣的门徒，我们也会要时时警醒，知道我们会面临试探。
It may not come in exactly the same way, and it may not come in exactly the same form, but temptation is going to come to every Christian.
他的那个试探的形式和方式可能不同，但是每个人都会面临试探。
Jesus sometimes is called the second Adam.
有时候主耶稣被称为末后的亚当。
Compared to the first Adam that was created and lived in the garden with his wife Eve.
就是跟这个伊甸园里第一个被创造的和夏娃一起生活在伊甸园的首先的亚当做对比。
In the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve first gave in to temptation and sin, everything was so perfect. It was like paradise in the garden. It just was not too hot. It was not too cold. They never really got hungry. That they didn't have something to eat. Everything was very nice.
在那个亚当夏娃生活在伊甸园里，在他们就是屈服于试探犯罪之前呢，伊甸园是天堂，那边也不冷也不热，他们也不会感觉饥饿。是完美的一个世界。
Yet with all of that good surroundings around them, when Satan came, they gave in to temptation.
虽然有那么好的环境，但是当撒旦来试探他们的时候，他们却屈服于这个试探。
And that temptation had far-reaching consequences.
那个试探所带来的后果真的是非常的深远，就是有很深远的影响。
The consequences are that every childThat is born into the world is born into the world with sin nature because we all got our sin from Adam.
所以呢，这个后果很严重的后果之一就是每个后边出生的每个孩子每个人身上都有这个罪性，因为这个罪性从亚当而来。
Yet on the other hand, when Jesus came, Jesus was in totally different circumstances.
但是当主耶稣来到这个世界上，他所面对的是个完全不同的境况。
Jesus.Had been fasting for 40 days, so he was extremely hungry.
所以在主耶稣面对试探的时候之前呢，他已经禁食40昼夜，所以他那时候是非常的饥饿。
And the heat in the desert where he was fasting and praying was extremely hot and uncomfortable.
他在那个禁食的地方是在旷野，那个地方又热又干又没有又渴。
So when that fasting period was over and Jesus was hungry and he was tired and his body was very weary, Satan came at that particular time.
所以当主耶稣在禁食结束的40天之后呢，他是又疲劳又饥又累，在这个时候呢，撒旦来试探他。
Yet with all of those situations against him, when Jesus was tempted, he did not yield to the temptation.
虽然他面对的这个状况是这样的不好，但是主耶稣却没有就是屈服于这个试探。
Because Jesus did not yield,
因为主耶稣他没有对这个试探陷入试探。
The far-reaching consequences of him standing fast is that we can be forgiven of sin and sin can be taken away.
所以他这个带来深远的影响就是最后我们的罪可以得到赦免，他已经赦免了我，他有能力来赦免我们所有的罪。
When temptation comes to us as Christians, it's good for us to remember a few things.
当我们面对作为基督徒我们面临试探的时候，有几件事情我们可能记住是很好的。
It's good to remember from where temptation comes.
第一个是试探由何而来。
Temptation always comes from Satan. It never comes from God.
试探总是由撒旦而来，从来不会由神而来。
The Bible is very clear that God doesn't send temptation.
圣经上非常清楚地告诉我们，神不试探人。
So we need to remember from whom it comes, from where it comes from.
所以我们要知道这个试探是从谁而来，从哪里而来。
When we remember from where it comes, if we'll stop and think for a moment, we'll realize that because it's coming from Satan, it cannot be good for us.
所以我们知道试探是从撒旦而来，那我们知道那肯定是不是好的。
Even though Satan will try to convince us,
虽然撒旦想要说服我们
individually that this is good for us, we're only human, so we need to enjoy these things that he's tempting us.
然后他就会试探我们说你，哎呀，你就是人嘛，这个东西对你很好，你应该好好来享受。
So remembering from where it comes, we ought to.Give us strength to say no and stand up like Jesus and say, this is wrong, I will not participate.
所以呢，当我们知道试探是从何而来，我们可以像耶稣那样站立得住，说我不要向这个试探说不要。
Then we need to remember when does temptation come.
再一个，我们记住试探一般是什么时候出现。
Temptation comes when we're least expecting it.
这个试探总是在你最不期待的时候出现。
We all to always remember that we're never so strong that temptation will not come to us.
我们要记住，我们永远不会说强壮到一个地步不会面临试探。
And so, when we're least expecting it, here comes the tempter.
当你最觉得你不会受到试探的时候，这个时候试探者会来试探你。
Some forbidden fruit along the way.
就是那个禁果，就是你不应该做的那个事情，或者。
But God has strength for us to overcome.
但是神会给我们力量，让我们能胜过试探。
Yes, Satan comes when we're least expecting it.
试探撒旦总是在我们最想不到的时候来试探我们。
In that first missionary experience that my wife and I was on in the islands, we had a young man that got a little overconfident.
然后我们在那个岛上的时候，那边有一个年轻人，神给他带来一些安慰。
He told me one night, he says, I am so strong in Christ that you don't have to pray for me. I have overcome that particular sin in my life, and you don't have to worry about it.
然后这个年轻人呢，他就说，他说那个年轻人是太相信自己了。他说你不用为我祷告。他说我现在特别的强壮，我已经胜过那个试探了，所以你不需要为我祷告。
Unfortunately, he wasn't as strong as he thought he was.
但是他实际上并不像他想象的那样强壮。
And temptation overtook him a little while later.
没过多久，这个试探就制服了他。
And he was back in the old sins that he said he would never go back to.
然后他就回到了，他说他永远也不会再回去的那个过去的罪。
And when we think that we're so strong that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy.
当我们想觉得说我们是很强壮可以胜过撒旦的诡计的时候，
We need to always remember that our strength comes from the Lord.
我们要记住我们的力量是从神而来。
And as I hold on to his hand and as I stay close to Christ, then I can overcome.
当我紧紧地抓住神的手，让我紧紧地靠住神的时候，靠着神我是可以胜过试探的。
But when I think I'm smart enough and when I think I'm strong enough, it just doesn't work. And temptation overtakes.
当我觉得说我自己很聪明，我也很强壮的时候，这个时候常常你就被试探所胜。
And what does temptation look like when it comes?
当试探来临的时候，试探会是什么样子呢？
The Bible says that Satan sometimes comes as an angel of light.
圣经上讲得很清楚，说撒旦有时候也化作光明的天使。
An angel of light would look so beautiful, right?
光明的天使是不是看得很美？
And because something looks beautiful and because it looks so nice doesn't necessarily mean that it's okay.
有些事情看着很美很好并不一定就是说它就是对的。
That Satan's purposes is to come as an angel of light, make this look so good.
然后呢，撒旦他的目的就是把他自己化妆成光明的天使，让他看起来很好。
Is that what Satan did to Eve when he came in the garden?
那是不是当那个撒旦来到伊甸园的时候，就是这样来骗夏娃呢？
Oh, this is not bad for you. This is good for you. This will teach you many things.
说这个东西对你没有坏处啊，这对你是有好处，可以教你很多新东西。
God is purposely keeping you from some things that you should enjoy and some things that you should know, and this will give you those things that you need to know.
神是有意的不让你去接触这些你应该知道、你应该享受的东西。
But remember, Satan can transform himself into an angel of light.
但是他所讲的这些东西是其实来自于撒旦，撒旦把自己装扮成一个光明的天使。
And another trick of Satan is to try to convince you that this has to happen now. You either got to do this today or tomorrow will be too late.
然后撒旦的另外一个诡计就是说，你现在要是不抓紧机会，明天就没机会了。
The opportunity will be gone.
明天这个机会就消失了。
Oh, but we need to remember that God says to try the spirits, and there's time to see if this is of God or if this is from Satan.
但是圣经上神告诉我们说，各样的灵你们都要试验，要知道这个灵是或是出于神，或是出于魔鬼。
Then the Bible tells us also that Satan comes as a roaring lion.
在一个圣经上告诉我们，撒旦会以这个吼叫的狮子来出现。
Who wouldn't be afraid of a roaring lion?
谁不害怕那个吼叫发怒的狮子呢？
But the purpose of this is not because we're not afraid. It's in an attempt to overwhelm us with what is coming.
他就是这个方式呢，他是想要把我们吓倒。
So when you're tired and when you're weary.
当你很累很疲倦的时候
and when a lot of business comes your way and there's a lot of things that you have to do
当你同时要有很多事情要做的时候面临很多的压力的时候
Satan just keeps piling on and piling on as a roaring lion trying to overwhelm us
撒旦就把很多的事情一波一波的这样加上来好像一个吼叫的狮子压过来吼过来
Jesus was tempted yet without sin.
耶稣在各样事上被试探，但是却没有犯罪。
And this morning I'm here to tell you that we can be tempted without sin.
今天早晨我想告诉大家，我们可以被试探，但是却不犯罪。
Then when sometimes people are tempted, they think I'm tempted in a different way than anybody else. Nobody else has suffered temptation like I'm suffering.
有些人他被试探会觉得说，只有我这样被试探，别人都没受过这种试探。
But Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are.
但是主耶稣在各样的事上都像我们这样被试，都像我们一样被试探。
And here's a wonderful promise.
这是神给我们一个很棒的应许。
He's promised that he will not allow anything to come upon us but what we're able to resist.
神说我们所受到的试探无非是人所能受的。
We're able to bear it because Jesus is there to help us.
我们之所以能承受能面对这种试探是因为主耶稣在那里帮助我们。
In the book of James, there's a verse of scripture that gives us some very good advice.
雅各书给我们很好的建议。
Just a short little verse.
就是一个很短的经节。
It tells us to submit ourselves unto God, and then resist the devil, and he will flee from us.
说你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Young Christian came to me at one point and said, Mr. Wingham, said I can't.Said, I keep resisting the devil, but how long do I have to resist the devil before he flees?
年轻的基督徒来问我说，温牧师，那我要抵挡魔鬼，那我要抵挡多久，魔鬼才会逃跑呢？
Said, I've been resisting the devil two or three times already, and he's still there.
他说我已经这个抵挡魔鬼两到三次了，但是他还在那儿。
Well, it doesn't tell us how long we have to resist.
这里没有告诉我们要抵挡魔鬼多久。
But it tells us to resist the devil.
但是就是说你要抵挡魔鬼。
But then sometimes people resist the devil, but he doesn't flee.
但有时候我们抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼却不逃跑。
Oh, but they forgot the first part.
但是他们忘记了第一部分。
First part is simply this: submit yourselves unto God.
第一个部分，第一个讲的要求是什么？你们要顺服神。
And when that's completed, and when that's as it ought to be, we can rest assured that we can resist the devil and he will flee.
然后我们如果真的是做到了顺服神的，我们就能很确定说，我们抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就会逃跑。
Jesus in his temptations of the devil, he resisted once, and the devil didn't flee.
你知道在旷野里主耶稣第一次抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼没有逃跑。
He resisted twice, and the devil didn't flee.
抵挡了两次，魔鬼也没逃跑。
He resisted three times, and the devil did flee.
然后在第三次抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼才逃跑，才走离开了。
Maybe we have to resist more than three times, but I'm sure that the promise is still true. The devil will flee.
我们可能要抵挡魔鬼超过三次，但是我相信神的话语是真实的。
Yes, Jesus was tempted in all points, like as we are. When we suffer temptation, we're not unique. It's not just us. Jesus has suffered these temptations.
当我们面对试探的时候，我们不是说唯一的那个受面对试探的。主耶稣在各样的事情上都受过试探，所以主耶稣他也受过试探。
While we may not know it, there's a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ that have suffered temptations just like we are suffering.
也许我们不知道，可能有很多别的弟兄姐妹跟我们经历一样的试探。
Jesus was tempted in his body through his hunger.
主耶稣在身体上受试探，因为他那时候已经很饿了。
Yes, and Jesus was tempted through his mind, his thoughts.
主耶稣在思想上也是被受试探。
And yes, he was tempted through his spirit.
他在那个灵里边也被试探。
Those three gates, temptation can come through.
但是那有三道门这样的这个试探都可以可能会他都经过了。
So sometimes in seminary, the young seminarians wanted to discuss, does this mean that just Jesus was tempted in just those three things, or was he tempted in all these other little details that go along with it as well?
然后呢，就有些神学院的年轻的神学生就会讨论，就说主耶稣只在这三方面被试探吗？就是灵魂体呢，还是有一些更细节的别的地方？
I believe that Jesus was tempted in all these little details, these little temptations, variations, but they all come through one of these gates, through hunger, or our thoughts, or our spirit.
我相信我自己的理解是主耶稣在各个方面就是那种小的方面也被试探，但是这个所有的试探都是从这三方面而来的，就是我们的灵魂体三方面。
And so here it is, how did Jesus respond when these temptations came?
当这些试探来临的时候，主耶稣是怎么面对的呢？
All three times that these temptations came, Jesus says, it is written in God's word.
每次主耶稣面对试探的时候，主耶稣的回答都是说，经上记着说。
And so he used the scripture to ward off the temptation.
所以主耶稣是用神的话语来面对试探。
So, do we know the Bible well enough that we can follow Jesus' example?
我们是不是对圣经已经非常的了解，能够跟随主耶稣的脚步？
I believe Jesus set us an example, and I believe that we're to study the Scripture to know it like He did.
我觉得主耶稣给我们设立了一个榜样，我们应该像主耶稣那样去学习我们的圣经。
So here it is. What's the big problem? When temptation comes and you say, no, no, I'm not going to yield, I'm not going to yield, I'm not going to yield.
当试探来临的时候，你就说不不，我不会让步，我不会让步，我不会让步。
You remember when God came to the garden after Adam and Eve had sinned?
你记不记得当亚当夏娃犯罪，神来到伊甸园园子里的时候？
And when God got to Eve and he said to Eve, what have you done?
当神就问夏娃说，你做什么了呢？
She said, Satan beguiled me, or he tricked me into.
他说撒旦骗了我。
In other words, what it simply means is that the devil caused me to focus on this one thing, and I couldn't remember anything else around me, just this one thing.
就是说撒旦呢让我骗我，让我就集中在眼前这件事情上，别的什么事情我都想不起来了。
So here it is, one tree in the garden, and God says, don't eat.
所以呢，就在这个园子当中，就有一棵树，神说你不要吃那个树上的果子。
And all Eve could think about was that one tree that God had said not to eat from.
所以夏娃脑中想的就是说，哎呦，有一棵树，神说那上面的果子不能吃。
But Eve, why didn't you remember all of these other trees over here and over here and on the other side that you could eat and you could fill yourself to satisfaction?
但是夏娃就没有想到说这个树的 前后左右那么多的树，任何一棵树上的果子你都可以吃，你饿了就可以吃。
All of the good things that God has given you, you can't think about those because Satan has beguiled me and I can only think about this one thing.
就是说，神给你的那么多的好处，你完全想不到，因为你被撒旦所欺骗，你所能想到的就是那个不能做的事情，神不让你做的那件事情。
And so here's a little application I think that might help.
我说这可能是在我们生命中的一个可以应用的部分。
Here's what I used to do.
这是我过去经常做的。
Back in the days when I could remember something.
就是我那时候记忆力还能记住事儿。
Every morning when I got up part of my devotions, I would try to memorize a verse of scripture.
每天早晨我灵修的时候，我就想要去记一节经文。
And sometime during the day when temptations would come,If I could get away from focusing on the temptation and go back to the verse of scripture that I was memorizing for the day, then Satan wasn't nowhere around because my mind was focused on God.
Yeah, 就是说我在这一天中间，如果我面对试探的时候，如果我把我的思想从这个试探上转移到神的话上的时候，撒旦对我就没有影响，因为我已经从把我的思想集中在神的身上，撒旦就只有后退了。
And so how many times do we get up in the morning and we read some scripture?
多少就是每天有多少个早晨我们是起来来读圣经呢?
Maybe you're not like me.
也许你们不像我。
And later in the day, I'll remember, now what did I read and what did I study this morning?
然后有没有就想说,哎,今天早上我读了什么圣经,我到底学习了什么呢?
Oh, I can't remember.
啊,我啥也记不住了。
Well,Maybe I didn't spend enough time focusing on what I was reading.
也许是因为我早晨没有花足够的时间去思想我所读的。
Oh, but when temptation comes, if you can get your mind back to the Word of God, it will help tremendously.
如果当试探来临，你可以把你的思想重新回到神的话语上，那对你帮助是巨大无比的。
So we're to know God's word. How important is it that we know God's word?
所以那是知道神的话语，把神的话语放在心里是有多么的重要。
Here's something we ought to remember as well.
还有一件我们要记住的。
There are some things that are more important than what we eat.
有些事情比我们的食物，比我们所吃的更重要。
Can you imagine not eating for 40 days?
你能够想象你40天不吃饭吗？
And how hungry you would be.
你想想你那时候有多饿呀。
Yet Jesus was not focusing on what he was going to eat. He was focusing on God's word.
但是主耶稣这四十天不是在想他所没吃到的，不是在想食物，而是在思想神的话语。
Yes, some things are more important than what we eat.
因为有些东西比我们的食物更重要。
You know, I read about Daniel and his Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel.
我就在但以理书读到这个但以理和哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
And when the king from a foreign country had come and taken these young boys as captive along with a lot of others to a foreign country and set them down at the king's table and said, "Here, eat this because you're going to be appearing before the king."
因为当他们这些他和他的同伴他们被掳到另外一个国家，然后让他们吃国王的食物，是说将来你们要在国王面前出现的时候。
The best food in the country. This is what the royalty ate.
这是那个这个王的膳食，是国王吃那个皇帝吃的东西是最好的。
But these four young men, they stood up and said.What we were taught at home was that we're not supposed to eat this kind of food.
但是这四个年轻人却有勇气站起来说，我们在家里，我们被教导的，我们不应该吃这些食物。
Very polite, but
他们非常的有礼貌。
But yet they said, "Give us a little test for 10 days."
他说，你们可以试试我们，给我们十天来试试我们。
See how it turns out.
就是让我们不吃这些食物，我们会怎么样
？A great miracle that took place.
但是一个神迹就出现了。
Because you can change the health food, and it takes longer than 10 days to make much difference.
然后他们就吃的那个健康食物，十天之后，他们的面貌却和别人不同。
But these boys were fairer and fatter after 10 days than all of the rest.
他们吃健康食物没有减肥，反而变得那个更俊美、肥胖。
You know, sometimes you can be as polite as you want to be.
有的时候你可以非常的有礼貌。
And if you're polite with the devil, he will only increase the pressure.
如果你对这个撒旦很彬彬有礼的话，他的压力只会更大。
Sometimes you just have to stand firm.
有的时候你就必须要站稳立场，坚定不移。
But it doesn't hurt to try to be polite first.
但是没关系，你刚开始彬彬有礼，试一下总是没坏处。
I don't know where Daniel was, but later here Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the desert when they're playing music and everybody's to bow down to worship the king.
然后我不知道那个时候呢，就是但以理在那里，但是在那个时候呢，就是说这个音乐一响，所有的人都要向这个金像下拜。
Oh, I love that. When they're standing before the king and the king says, I'm going to give you another opportunity. When the music plays, I'm going to let you bow down, but if you don't bow down,You're going to throw you in the fiery furnace.
我就很喜欢想象这个场景，那个他们被带到国王面前，国王说音乐再响的时候，如果你们下拜，那就算没事了。但是如果你们再次不下拜，马上把你们扔到火窑里。
I like what those young men said. They said, "Our God is able to deliver us, but if He doesn't deliver us, we're not going to serve you anyway because this is wrong."
他们就说。我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，急或不然，我们也绝不侍奉你们的神，因为这是错的。
Sometimes we just have to stand firm.
有的时候我们就必须要站稳立场，就是要声明我们的立场。
And they stood firm.
他们是真的是坚定不移。
And God delivered them.
神真的就是拯救他们。
You know, sometimes when temptations come, it just feels like we're going to die if we don't give in to the temptation.
有的时候面对试探，我们觉得，哎呦，我们要是不向这个试探屈服，我们就要死了。
Some years ago, I read a book about a seminary in London, England that had a group of students.
我就是很多年前读过一本书，就是在伦敦的有一个神学院。
One of the rules to attend that seminary is that the students couldn't smoke.
那个其中呢，进入这个学校的一条规定就是，你进到这个学校，你是不可以吸烟的。
And one young man came into the president's office and he told the president, he says, "I've got to have a smoke."
然后有一个学生就到校长办公室说，我必须得抽烟，得抽一下。
He says, If I'm not able to smoke, I'm going to die.
如果我要现在不让我抽烟，我就要死了。
The president of the seminary told him, he said, "There's a chair over there. Please go over there and sit down. I want to watch you die."
然后那个校长说，你看那儿有张椅子，你去坐在那儿，我想看你怎么死。
He didn't die.
然后他当然没死。
But Satan had convinced him he was going to.
然后那个撒旦已经说服他说，他要不抽那口烟，他就得死。
Yeah, sometimes temptation comes with great intensity.
有时候那个试探来的那个强度，那种是非常非常强壮的。
But God has victory over it all.
但是神已经能对试探胜过试探。
Here's something else we ought to remember. It's important that we don't unnecessarily place ourselves in harm's way.
还有一点就是我们不必要的把自己放在一个那个受伤害的一个境界。一个境况。
Here's something else we should remember.
我们要记住的是。
Says flee youthful lust. Sometimes we need to run away.
说逃避少年的私欲，有的时候你就是要逃走。
There's a good example if we had time, but our time is about gone. But Joseph, when he was tempted, he ran away. He was fleeing youthful lust.
你知道，当约瑟面临试探的时候，他就逃走了，就是要逃避少年的私欲。
Jesus would not worship anyone or anything other than God the Father.
主耶稣除了父神之外，他不会敬拜任何人、任何事。
And we need to guard our treasures.
我们要保守，要真的小心翼翼地保守我们的珍宝。
We need to guard what we put into our bodies.
我们要小心，我们把什么东西放在我们的身体里边。
We need to guard what we allow to go into our minds.
我们要保守，要小心我们思想里边进入什么东西。
We need to guard what affects our spirits.
我们更要保守，就是要小心是什么会影响我们的灵。
So we must guard our treasures.
所以我们要保护我们的珍宝。
In Taiwan, many years ago, the English radio station reported that there was a woman that had been saving her money to buy a house.
说在台湾很多年前，那时候有一个英文电台就说有一位女士存钱，她想要买房子。
So when she'd get extra money she could save, she would put it under her mattress.
所以呢，她每次她能够有一点点钱可以存下来，她就放在她的床垫下面。
And when she thought she had enough money and she found a house to buy, she went to look for her money she had been saving.
然后她找到一个房子，她觉得这个房子她也买得起，她就去找她的钱。
But the rats had got to the money and made a nest for their babies.
然后呢，她的床下边呢，竟然是那个老鼠呢，钻了一个洞，在那儿做了个窝。
She didn't guard her treasure.
她没有把她的宝贝都保，就是好好的护着。
So we need to guard our treasures.
所以我们需要小心的保护我们的财富。
There's some things more important than money.
有些东西比钱财更重要。
Some things more important than food.
有些东西比食物更重要。
Some things more important than the things we think we might want to do.
有些事情比我们觉得我们要做的或者我们想做的事情更重要。
So when Jesus said, submit, or James said, submit yourselves unto God.
所以当雅各说你们要顺服神。
Resist the devil.
抵挡魔鬼。
And he will flee from you.
他就魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the many blessings you've given us.
父啊，我们谢谢你所给我们的诸多祝福。
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful congregation.
谢谢你为了我们的弟兄姐妹感谢你。
Thank you for the word of God.
为你的话语感谢你。
And thank you for hearing us when we pray.
感谢你听我们的祷告。
Now, Jesus, we pray that you'll help us.
主耶稣，求你来帮助我们。
To stand firm against temptation.
当我们面对试探的时候，我们能够站立的稳。
And to walk with you.
让我们和你同行。
Day by day.
每一天。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的。